The health industry in upstate New York is undergoing some rapid transformations, and all this week we're featuring reports on innovation in the region's healthcare sector from the Innovation Trail team. In Syracuse, St. Joseph's Hospital is undergoing a $220 million addition to its campus. The Innovation Trail's Ryan Delaney looks at how St. Joseph's is also investing in the surrounding neighborhood.
Dominic Robinson and I are standing in the shadow of St. Joseph's Hospital and the construction cranes towering above it. Robinson is the founder of a community organization called the Northside Urban Partnership, or Northside Up. A mix of people in hospital scrubs and construction hard hats walk by, but Robinson is here to point out something else.
The Prospect Hill homes, and these are townhome units that have replaced some of the most dilapidated, blighted housing in all of the North Side and maybe all of Syracuse.
Before these affordable housing units went up a few years ago, Robinson says it was commonplace for hospital workers to witness seedy activity as they left from a late-night shift. Now, he says, some employees enjoy the short commute they provide. Money from St. Joseph's Hospital helped build the homes and also provides funding to North Side Up. St. Joseph's estimates its economic impact on the Syracuse area at more than $860 million for worker salaries, construction, and payments to suppliers. Now add to that the hospital's involvement in Northside Up and the Prospect Hill homes. St. Joseph's president, Kathy Recito, says the hospital's involvement in the community comes in part from her growing up in the area and the tradition of the nuns who started the hospital 140 years ago. Recito says the hospital works hard to support new and long-standing local businesses that call the Northside home.
Now we're trying to use that in a little bit more directed way to say that we're not just going to let it happen, we're going to make it happen.
But while St. Joseph's has invested lots of money into community projects, it's shied away from entering into a service agreement with the city that Mayor Stephanie Miner recently pushed for. The mayor's argument is nonprofits should chip in a little for the police, fire, and public works services the cash-strapped city provides. Recito says her hospital is already giving back to the city in other ways.
Our interpretation 5 years ago, before this conversation ever started, was that we in fact do have a responsibility to make sure we invest in the city, and we'll continue to do so.
Yeah, right. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, right. 1, 2, 3, left.
In a church rec hall a few blocks from the hospital, Sexon Quan Chai Wo is leading a team-building exercise. It's part of a tryout to get into a construction training program that's partially funded by St. Joseph's. A new wave of immigrants like Quan Chai Wo are replenishing the neighborhood's vibrancy. Quan Chai Wo, who's from Thailand, says he's hoping the training will improve his English and lead to a higher-paying job.
Maybe I will improve my skill in the construction work. So maybe I will get a better job, more than I work now.
Many graduates from this training program have gone on to work on the expansion project at the hospital. Back outside of St. Joseph's, Dominic Robinson of Northside Up and I have moved down the street a block. We're now standing directly across the street from a new emergency wing the hospital is constructing.
This block had long been an iconic corner here in Syracuse. This was the site of the Donzie's Butcher and Sausage Shop. And they were really just a neighborhood institution.
The butcher shop now stands empty, but Robinson says plans are in the works to turn the site into a cafe and apartments. It will, he hopes, help the North Side just a little bit more return to what he calls its glory days. And dollars from St. Joseph's Hospital are right behind him. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.